As we crossed from France to England last week, I was half expecting things to be different. For years I had come to think of Britain as part of Europe. Now, after the decision to leave the European community known as Brexit, that may not be true much longer. I don't know quite what I was expecting on the British side. Fewer French and Italian restaurants, perhaps, or patriotic Union Jacks on display outside people's homes. I was suffering from a kind of preemptive nostalgia, mourning for a vanished world that hasn't vanished yet and shows no signs of doing so. All national boundaries are artificial. I've never understood the passion for passports and visas, customs barriers and flags, and all the tedious apparatus of nationalism. Most frontiers make no sense at all. You can simply step over them, like the imaginary straight line drawn between Kansas and Colorado. But the imaginary lines become real in our minds, like the game that little boys play when they build a den or a treehouse and say, "Only me and my friends can play in here. You go away." Then the imaginary line becomes something to fight over, which pretty much sums up the history of the human race. When the European borders first opened in 1985, I remember the pleasure of driving through to Germany, Austria, Italy or Greece without ever slowing down. It was exhilarating and even liberating, but Italy was still Italian and Greece was still Greek. The open borders didn't change that. Britain has always had a physical border in the shape of 20 miles of turbulent sea between it and the continent. No hostile invaders have been able to breach this barrier since the year 1066, although tourists have always been welcome. Like most islands, Britain developed a certain insularity and separate lifestyle that included civilized habits like driving on the left, drinking warm beer, and distrusting all foreigners from the other side of the water. In the 40 years since Britain joined the European Union, few of those habits have changed. The British drink more wine and eat more croissants, and even speak more foreign languages than they used to. But the bedrock culture remains the same, as I had to remind myself last week as I drove a rented car out of London Airport. Drive on the left, and never let your highway speed drop below 70. These are the things that make a nation special, not random lines drawn on a map. I lived in England for 40 years, and I still love the countryside and the pubs and the grudging, grumbling, class-ridden culture. But I don't feel nostalgic for them. They are what they are, not better or worse than the habits of other nations, but simply different, and for me, comfortably familiar. If I want unfamiliar experiences, I can travel to more exotic places like Kabul or Caracas, where life is more exciting and shorter. A lot of British people voted to get out of the European Union because they were afraid of too much change, and I can understand that. But I don't think they should have worried. British culture can take care of itself. This is David Boucher.